listeners.
Yeah, yeah, we're giving up on
we're
giving up on visuals. That's fine. You know what Davis's pub looks like, people. Who cares? Come on now. And you also know what absolutely disgusting, sweaty, red faces look like, because that's how this is going right now, because we can't record inside. There's too much football going on.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because welcome aboard the Funny Boat Podcast. At least I can see boats from here. And that's what's important when you're at Davis's Pub and you're trying to do a boating podcast with me. Oh, wait, I forgot to say who I am. I am Captain Boomies, your fearless leader and host of this interesting and sweaty time. And with me is the furry-faced and fabulous, the broker with the beard. How are you doing, Cap?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a hot minute.
Yes, yes, it has, and I'm sorry. That's on me.
Yeah, you're
that's
busy,
a bit on me.
Busy lady.
Well, you know, I got a lot going on.
You do.
In fact, I got to tell you some stories because Lord.
Sea stories.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with me having a really lovely and nice and good time with Lauren Warren, Captain Lauren Warren? Or do you want me to tell you about the time that I decided I now have to always pack tape in my go bag?
Let's start with the tape and end with Lauren. End on a high note.
I like that strategy. Okay. Well, though I feel like we should go the other way around because people will stick around and listen for that.
Lauren's the cliffhanger. But wait, there's more.
So I get to do fabulous deliveries. That's
yes,
like my job as a boat captain.
Right?
I deliver boats, and I got to deliver this gorgeous 50-foot brand spanking new. Nobody else has gotten to pull the plastic off of the VHF thing, you know, the screen on the VHF.
That's...
Oh, it's so satisfying. You just like just get a fingernail under it and like slip it right off.
That
it's
is
so good. That's how new this boat was. She's so stinking new. And I did a very good job of getting her all stowed and packed away and ready to go on her transit from Baltimore to Atlantic City, where she's going to get some more, you know, odds and ends added to her. I don't know, bells and whistles, something they do. I'm really not entirely sure. That's not my job. My job is A to B. So I get on board. It's a beautiful morning. I run through the Chesapeake Bay, and I'm having a fabulous time, and I'm feeling overly confident. So I start walking around, filming a little boat walkthrough, right?
Sure, yeah.
Thank God I did. And I'll explain why in a minute. I do a wonderful little boat tour of this fabulous brand new boat that will never see the light of day because... Because I go back up to the helm as we're hitting the Delaware Bay, and there's like a 2-foot chop out there, and I'm thinking, ah, that's nothing for a 50-foot boat. And all of a sudden I hear crack.
Oh,
I'm like, what the hell was that? It's a sprinkling, cracking, heartbreaking shatter of all shatter noises. And I go down below and in the master cabin in the bathroom, the insanely opulent master bathroom, there is a glass door to the shower. And it is not a glass door
it's
anymore.
Not there. It's super clear. The clearest glass door you've ever not seen.
Well, that's actually the worst part, is like the handle is still attached to like
The one door turned into 40,000
doors. 40,000
doors.
So, like I said, I'm so glad I did that little tour de boat beforehand. I actually do that on every boat before I, like, as soon as I get underway to just make sure the interior is stowed and, like, I have proof that I stowed everything. I have proof that that door was closed.
I swear it wasn't me.
To the best of my ability, and should not have been rattling around. But new boats are new boats, and you just don't know whether or not everything was done correctly or whether your captain failed you. So I'm still not sure myself. That's where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it sucks so bad. I was trying to make some nice long-form content. I was so happy about it. And then that crash, I did film it. I'm probably going to put that on Patreon just because I owe the patrons something. Like I'll show you Patreon the shattered glass video. But what I learned from that is when I see stow a boat that I'm doing like big passages on, for example, like a couple weeks before I did a Bahamas, Florida passage. Yes. And for that, which really isn't that much longer, you know, we're talking about a 6 hour run versus a 20 hour run. But for that, I literally went around to every bathroom and I put blue tape on everything. Like I did the big X's of blue tape. All of the like the doors themselves got taped to their frames just to make sure that they weren't wiggling at all in any kind of sea state. And I just didn't do it for this, but now I think I have to. And I'm sad about it because my go bag just keeps getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah, you would think I wouldn't have thought a short run like that, especially at that sea state. It was probably going back to my remodeling days.
Oh,
it's probably just a manufactured defect in the hinge, and it's just a hair little crack is all it takes, especially. A lot of flexing, and the Delaware Bay. You never know about the Delaware Bay.
The Delaware Jesus. Bay. Jeez, Delaware Bay.
As soon as you head south, it goes south from there. It's like, what the hell?
Anyway, I did make it to Atlantic City a lot slower, though, because basically after that crack, I was like, that's it. This boat only does 10 knots. Like, I'm not.
Took it off of warp speed.
Oh, she was flying along doing 23 knots, just happy as could be. And I'm having a lovely time in the canal, just like, you know, waving at bunny rabbits as we go by.
Johnny Towers got a wave.
Like, hi, Johnny Towers. I love you.
Hi, Chesapeake Inn. Hey, how are you doing?
Oh, geez, we should probably talk about that, shouldn't we? That seems like one of these things we're just supposed to talk about because boats and explosions are the kind of thing that that are preventable.
Yeah, we've it's been an inactive season.
An active, inactive season.
And I say that because I had a lot of plans.
Oh, okay.
But haven't been doing a lot of doing, which is okay. The reasoning behind it's fine. Just been busy.
I do want to talk about the C&D Canal a little bit more and about that incident because that's not the only boat splody incident that I read about this month.
True.
Y'all, why do you not like using your blowers? What is it that you have against a blower?
and we're talking gas boats. Like, who doesn't like a couple?
Hang on.
I pulled back.
I made way too much eye contact with somebody across the road here as I said it. It got real weird. Oh, no.
That kid will never be the same.
So let me just break it down for what is a blower. A blower is, no, it's not that.
Oh.
It is a literal fan inside the low parts of your boat. And its job is to move and circulate air so that any heavy gases, like gasoline that might settle in there, due to a leak. It's really just a leak that's going to cause it. Or
vaporization.
It sounds very scientific, but it's not that scientific. It's literally, hey, gas becomes a vapor, and that's how it makes its booms happen. So if it's doing that, you can fix it by having air blow that away. And they want you to do it for 3 to 4 minutes. And I've been trying to come up with a song that's 3 to 4 minutes long. Mm.
Is it as catchy as the, that's my boat? My boaty boat boat.
My boaty boat boat. No, but there's got to be like a good 4 minute song. I think Bohemian Rhapsody is probably the correct answer here.
Oh.
I think if you just, okay, so you finish fueling up your boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you take away the pump, and before you start your boat, you hit play on Bohemian Rhapsody and turn on your blower. and then you do the whole thing. You karaoke the heck out of it. You get the idea. We're terrible at this. But do it. And then you'll have a pretty good idea of your bilge being clear of explodey stuff.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my PSA for today.
Nice.
That's all I got, though.
That's good. That's a good one. So when I was sailing on tankers, everything had to be intrinsically safe.
Intrinsically safe.
So no sparky sparks.
No sparky
Everything was sealed. Flashlights, which as an 18-year-old cadet, never crossed my mind, but...
Oh, yeah, they would have sparky sparks, wouldn't they?
Sparky sparks, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. I think that I know people who don't use their blowers, and I yell at them on a regular basis. And I do think that they finally started, though, because if you're on Instagram, if you're on social media at all, you hear about these things. If you watch the news, you're going to hear about instances. And I feel bad for non-boaters that don't understand why a boat might combust. And I'm just telling you how avoidable it is.
And I would say that it's not just when you're refueling. It's any time, because when it's this hot out, I think when I pulled in, it was like feels like 107 today. Things are vaporizing and fumes are settling. So it's not just when you're refueling.
Sorry. In fact, I know the song that I play whenever I turn my boat on. The first thing I do is I get on board, and then I turn the blowers on, and then I put my bimini up, which takes way more than 3 minutes. That's the song I play. And then I start my boat. That's the secret for that.
Yeah.
But also, you know, on smaller boats, which is one of the reasons I love my boat, I can literally open the hatch for my whole engine and bilge compartment and have a whiff myself. And it also doubles as, you know, clearing out any fumes that might have been in there. Because I'm literally just opening the whole compartment. You can't trap gases if there's nowhere to trap it.
Right. I get it.
Oh, I love my little boat.
Love your little boat. We had a good time on your little boat.
Did you see that my boat's sponsored now?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Did see that.
I somehow tricked Bayliner into sponsoring my Bayliner.
You are so sneaky.
I am the sneakiest. It's fantastic. I can't wait.
I'm really going to work it, and I'm going to get Bayliner to sponsor the brig. They'll never know.
Well, we just got to get you a flag, you
yes.
see. I will put it on the brig. I will just say your boat identifies
exactly.
as a Bayliner.
I'm feeling more like a Bayliner today.
I think that works. I think it works. just because it's got sponsons and a T-top doesn't mean that it's not a Bayliner.
They both begin with a B.
There you go.
Aww. That's close enough. We're halfway there.
Hmm. Okay, what was the other story? I feel like I should ask you about what's going on in your life, your floating life.
I'm selling. Yeah, I tell you, Salt Yacht Brokerage has been killing it.
Nice.
We've got a great team. We've got the OGs, Tom and Connie are still on board. And I'm working the heck out of, actually, they're working the heck out of me. They're doing all the work. I'm doing all the admin right now. And June was fantastic because March sucked. We also got a fourth person on board, Anthony. And he's been bringing on some really nice listings as well.
What's your favorite that you've seen so far?
Favorite? That's my problem. My favorite.
All right. Okay, pick the third favorite.
From a business standpoint, the most expensive boat is my favorite.
Great. I love that.
Which happens to be, I actually believe in this case, also a sailboat, which is like, I feel like I'm doubling down on that one. Island packet.
Oh, that's a nice.
We also got a really nice Catalina 445.
What? How'd you get that?
Really? It's
who'd you trick?
I don't know, but whatever I'm doing, I'm gonna keep doing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, we've
did
got
I
a little
see
bit of everything.
You going and like showing that the other day? Do I know where that boat is? I think I know where that boat is.
There, one we got Rock Hall kind of wrapped up. Like
okay.
Rock Hall's there. Okay. Air territory. We got a few boats scattered here and there, but we've been doing a lot of brokering, like buyers brokering as well. Mm. So, I've had clients have been showing up and down the coast for a Hylas 49, I believe is what we were looking for. They all blur together, but we've got a Tierra 49. We've got a customer looking at so all boats that are like. You know, a lot of commas and zeros after that first number, which I really, really enjoy.
Those are your favorites. Yeah, I understand now.
They're my favorites. They're my absolute fantastic favorites.
Well, speaking of Rock Hall being totally wrapped up, I am so glad that we got to go see the Rock Hall Day.
Yeah,
or is
the
it
Waterman's
the
Day.
The Waterman's Day in Rock Hall, where... Do you ever compete in like the anchor toss or anything like that?
I haven't. I should next year. I will.
Okay.
I will.
I think you need like a cheering squad.
Yeah.
We'll all get bald caps and beards. Oh my God! It's on. It's happening. I can't wait. But now you have to kind of suck at it because it's not fair. Then if you have a cheer squad and you're good at it, that's not going to.
I'll
be
do
okay.
it one handed. How about that?
Doesn't everyone do it one handed?
Shh.
So the anchor toss, for those of you that don't know, is literally you stand on shore with an anchor, you throw it, and then they count how far along the road you threw it, which is pretty cool. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But then the main event is, of course, the extreme boat docking,
right,
where these fishing, well, specifically crabbing boats, with transmissions that are dying, somebody hits a bell and these boats fly out of the dock, pull a hard turn, slam it in reverse, and literally warp speed in reverse at a hard, crunchy surface that is the dock.
Right.
And then immediately throw it back into forward just in time to not hit too hard.
Yeah, you just kissed a tire just hanging off the piling.
Yeah, they have like one little sad deflated tire that's supposed to save these boats from not being splinters after the fact. It's amazing. It's honestly really cool. And I do love all the footage that I see from it. But this year was particularly fun watching it from the water, which I will be shocked if they allow it to happen again in
the
future.
Well, yeah, there's a few mishaps this year. Well, there's mishaps every year. It's just of varying things. But yeah, we had a great spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can literally be floating on a floaty in the water and one of these boats will come zipping in front of you to make their turnaround. And we watched one of them have some kind of malfunction and end up hitting one of the boats that was rafted out.
Yeah, he got hit twice, actually.
Did he get hit twice? Holy cow.
A little kiss of Neptune right on the stern there.
Just a little smoochy smooch. And then the rest of us, I don't know, just a lot of floating around.
Yeah,
it was fabulous.
Yeah, we did some treading of water, some floating, but most of it was standing.
It's shallow there.
Yeah.
It's real shallow
there.
That's
why they call it the flats.
Oof.
We saw some friends. They swam up and said, hey,
yeah,
that was a nice surprise.
I stole some beers from people.
We did.
I wasn't driving a boat. I was walking.
We did steal some beers.
It's a great time. Yeah. Honestly, one of my favorite floating events of the year. I recommend it in the extreme, except that I don't want you showing up because then that means there's less anchorage space for me.
Right.
But you really should come to it. In the meantime, though, there is the St. Michael's one.
Yeah, St. Michael's has one. Tillman has one as well.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's quite a few of those events. Would you ever do it?
If I could use my 13-foot whaler, yes, because I can dock that thing like nobody's business. But sailboats usually don't perform really well in extreme boat docking contests. Especially since I'd probably be a ground half of the route.
Personally, my Bayliner, no. She only goes slow in front of docks.
Well, as a kid, they didn't have, growing up in Rock Hall, we didn't have all these professional extreme guys. It was just kind of like a skills thing, you know?
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm a better waterman than you type of deal. Oh. And it's evolved. But as a kid, I had several uncles that would do it. And one uncle blew out his transmission doing it. And that did not go over well for the following
week. That's his fishing season, right? Like, oh, man.
Fishing, crabbing, eeling, you know. Too early for oystering, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you do that, and it becomes a big issue. But they've also moved it, too. But it supports a great cause. The Kent County Watermen's Association, we were both sponsors of that. So that was fun. That's good to see that.
Look at that. We're doing so good. Your Patreon dollars are going to a good cause.
By the way, we need more Patreon dollars.
Like, we are fresh out of Patreon dollars.
We are negative Patreon. You guys have to listen to Kent County Watermen's Association.
Woo. Sorry, y'all. Oh, man. Okay, so let me tell you about Lauren Warren.
Lauren Warren. Let's end on the high note.
Let's end on the high note. So in a flurry of activity, I fly down to Florida where I do the She's the Captain event. I know. They gave me so much swag.
I saw the swag. I was like, oh, damn, this is legit.
My favorite part is that the flag on the boat looks like a little ponytail, the way they designed it. I got to show it to you. It's sort of interesting. But it's just the right amount of girly. Mm. So that not everything is pink. Not everything is, it's attractive colors that are not totally garish. So props to them. Props to them.
Camouflage.
Well, yeah, that's like, you guys like that stuff, though. It's sort of stuff. But anyway, so Lauren Warren, who runs the Upper Chesapeake Bay Boat School,
yes,
invited me to be her second
as an
instructor for this women's boat handling class.
Gotcha.
And she gave me four ladies at a time and an MJM that is absolutely beautiful, 35-foot, brand new, gorgeous boat. With all the bells and whistles. So, like, honestly, we could have just been using the joystick the whole time. And
right.
Like
twist this, hit the button, you're good.
Just hit skyhook, you know. I did show, like, some of the women this, and they're like, why does any boat not have this? I'm like, well, you never know. It might break. Meanwhile, you know, 6 years later and hundreds of these things later, I have never had one break on me.
Right.
Not once.
Yeah. I've never had one where they're like, yeah, that doesn't work right now.
Yeah, I've never had one break on me. They are so integrated. Everyone needs to stop being a big baby about technology. But we taught them proper boat handling with the throttles and, you know, and they all took to it so quickly because none of these women had any bad habits.
That's the best.
And the shopping cart analogy that Lauren Warren gave
up.
So I want you to picture you've got your hands on on a shopping cart handlebar.
My brain's already there.
I know. And now you want to turn your boat to starboard. So what do? Your right hand comes back and your left hand comes forward. And that's what you should do with the throttles. And that makes it turn.
Nice.
Or you could have just put the left side and forward for like a gentle turn, right? The aggressive turn is when you're pulling and pushing at the same time. So it really clicked with every single one of these students. And I was so impressed. We were doing docking within 10 minutes of each of them taking the helm.
Right.
It's crazy.
I've never heard the shopping cart analogy, and holy crap.
I know.
That makes so much sense.
I know.
What happens if you have the wiggly wheel and the one little rock, the piece of gum, and the little, like, stringy yarn?
Like, I can't help you with your boat.
Yeah, that's a sailboat.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
I want that dynamic positioning for my sailboat.
Oh, my God. So good.
I think we should figure that out.
We should figure that out. don't see why not.
Right?
Yeah. You just might need...
I need to integrate this.
You need, this you need a couple of outboards.
40 horse Yanmar.
Couple of thrusters, you know.
Ooh. Yeah, ooh. I priced out a thruster.
Ooh. All right. Well, so that's me. I've had some ups. I've had some downs. I've had some serious sweatiness.
You've been all over social media.
Yeah, I'm having
Let's
fun.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
I'm tired just watching you. I'm hitting like and subscribe, and they're like, you're already subscribed. I'm like, well, I'm going to unsubscribe and resubscribe, and I'm boosting those numbers up.
Hell yeah. Well, I need you to make 3 more accounts if you're listening right now. Yeah. Also you. You're going to make 3 more accounts and go like and subscribe to all of our stuff because it really helps. Hit the save button, apparently. Oh, I just recently learned that, like...
Is that the little bookmarky
thing?
Oh,
yeah. The little bookmark-looking thing. Mm. I found out that apparently all of these marketing companies that... Like, the marketing teams, they want to know how many saves you had on your video. So please, please, please go hit save on some of my stuff because apparently somebody's paying attention to that. And it wasn't me until recently.
It does answer a lot of questions for me, though. The odd stuff that I save, hey, I want to come back to that.
Yeah.
And now my Facebook feed is full of all these advertisements for said thing.
Said thing. So yeah, go hit save on stuff. Be nice to me. Be nice to us. Yeah. Hit save on whatever we're doing right now.
That's
I don't actually know how that works.
Liking, clicking, and subscribing, and thumbs upping, and ringing bells, and you should be Patreoning.
Ding, ding, ding.
But if you're on Facebook, throw a star out there.
Oh, I like that.
I have no stars.
Oh, is that a... I'll go get you a star.
No.
Yeah.
I need a blue check, too?
I actually have no idea. I don't think I have blue checks.
I think you got it inherently, I'm thinking.
I don't. No? I don't think I do. Because it's not my real name.
Oh.
It's not my real name. Stop searching for what my real name is, though. Like, I see the search results. Stop it, people.
What is the real name of Captain Boomies?
Look, let's be real. My real name, like what's on my government ID, you don't want to meet that lady. She's a pain.
she's not wrong.
The only person that's actually any fun around here is Captain Boomies. This has been
it has.
The Funny Boat Podcast. I'm done sweating out here. I'm not even drinking my drink because that one got warm. And
yeah,
this
I'm
still
slapping you. Come to Davis's Pub. It was established in 1986.
Oh.
I would have thought it'd been older than that.
Me too. Now I feel old.
What?
I blame you.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Let's get out of here.